Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight, where we discuss important issues impacting family, freedom, and life at the intersection of faith, government, and culture. Here's your host, Karen Boland.
I am so honored today to have Cyntoia Brown Long as our guest. She will be in conversation with us all week, and she is the author of Free Cyntoia, My Search for Redemption in the American Prison System. Welcome, Cyntoia.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Give us just a short version of your story of redemption. You found yourself as 16, incarcerated for life. Tell us your journey.
I did. So when I was 16 years old, I ended up being in a situation where I was being sex trafficked. And one of the men who had picked me up for sex, I ended up shooting and killing him when I was in fear in that situation. I ended up being charged as an adult in the state of Tennessee and was convicted by a jury and sentenced to 51 years in prison. At that point, I pretty much thought my life was over. Thought, you know, that was pretty much the end of it. But years later, God stepped in and completely just made everything new, from my sense of self-worth to the opportunities that I had available to really just better myself and change my life around, right down to giving me a second chance at freedom.
That's such a beautiful story. And I've actually read your book through Audible. So, I mean, I listened to your book. And how you start, you mentioned Psalms 71, 20 through 21. Why does that verse have such significance to you?
So the entire chapter of Psalm 71, my minister, Tim McGee, he had actually had me read that 7 times a day, every day until I was released from prison. And that would just encourage me that, you know, no matter how dark the days got, the Lord had his hand in my situation and he was going to restore me. He was going to give me that second chance. He was going to give me, you know, that renewal. And I just kept reading that and kept feeding that to myself. And it just helped me to go on and have hope.
That's such a beautiful verse. I encourage our listeners to join us tomorrow as we continue Cyntoia's testimony. She is a vivid reminder that God gives second chances. Thank you, Cyntoia.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.